do. Boy. Baby boy.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks. Hey, Dave, I'm calling you in. Putting you on speaker. Okay, we got Dave on the line as well. All right, anytime.
We ready?
Have you started the meeting yet?
We will now.
Okay.
Relax, we got her under control. We'll call this meeting to order. Sturgis Community Planning and Zoning Commission, November 2019. We want to approve the minutes here. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes? We have a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next up, I'd like to introduce Angela Wilkerson to the Planning Commission. She's been recently appointed to replace Aaron Schoen, who's resigned due to not being, he's just kind of busy, so he put in his resignation. So, welcome, Angela.
Thank you.
Okay, and then first up on the agenda, or second on the agenda, is a zoning amendment for Todd and Kristen Loftus, or TJ Loftus, regarding property at 85 Main Street. They're requesting to rezone the property from medium density residential to highway service. Basically, the purpose of that is to utilize the property for parking for their business, Loftus Dental, on 866 Lazelle Street. Notifications had been sent out, did receive three in approval, including his own property, so that's 70% approval, 70.46 approval for the notifications. The rest are no response. Three of the properties within the notification zone have a $0 assessed value due to, like the clinic, vets club. So those properties aren't accounted for in the approval rating, but. So city staff has reviewed the request and recommends approval of the request. It's contiguous with an existing highway zoning district, so there's really no issue there. And the zoning will allow the applicants to utilize the property for parking for their business, in which they can't if the property remains zoned as medium density. So, and in your packet there, we do have the zoning map for the area, kind of how it plays into how the zoning is in that area. Like I said, it's contiguous already, and pictures of the property have been included, as well as definitions of the highway service district, as well as the medium density zoning district. So, and the applicants are here for any questions, if they'd like to speak. If you have anything to say, go ahead and say it right now, or else the Planning Commission can ask questions of the applicants.
So we're looking at tearing down that existing structure. Is that kind of what I'm looking at there?
Yes.
That basically? Okay.
Will you be able to come in from it on the, from Main too, or no? Just from
is
the
it just going to be access to Lazelle, or are you going to have it on Main too?
I don't know.
Right now there is a driveway.
There's an existing one there.
Existing one on Main. We plan our staff to access it from the back, but is there a problem both ways? Or
I don't think there's an issue
with
that.
There is an existing driveway up to it.
Yeah, I think so.
On the left, closer to Masbury.
Might, not a little bit, but I think there is, if I remember right. I've been there. So, okay.
I'd like to.
Well, that probably would be an improvement.
I'm hoping to improve it.
Anybody have any more questions? Any further questions? Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
It's been moved. Do I hear a second? Moved and seconded to approve as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And you'll be at City Council.
Yep, so the recommendation from the Planning Commission Board is to recommend approval to City Council. So that will be, November 18th, I believe. So that'll be presented to City Council, and they'll make the final decision at that meeting. So, yeah.
Is that something you want us to be at?
Yes.
Okay.
It's always a good idea.
And what time is that?
That'll be at 6:30 at the Erskine Building on the second floor.
Okay.
In the commissioner's room, so, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's it. You can hang out.
Wouldn't you guys be opposed as in finishing off the sidewalk also while you're tearing everything out and everything?
Yes.
From the property? Because I'm just looking at it to see if there's no sidewalk or whatever to the south.
Where?
On Main Street.
On the Main Street, there's that sidewalk there.
Okay.
Just if you're doing it.
Take it out to.
Yeah.
Just put it back.
Right, no. And that's, yeah, something I would, I guess, recommend from council's end of it, I guess, so.
So if we make, if we pave it all, or we can't pave it all, then pave it after the sidewalk?
I'm just saying, make sure that there's sidewalk that runs across the front of Gypsum.
Because there is existing on either side of you, so it would be nice.
I don't know how you guys are coming in, if you're coming in from the alley and sort of, I mean, if it's a drive-through thing or not, but.
So in the front of our building, we have sidewalk, and then our driveway comes in, and then there's more sidewalk. Is that how you normally do it?
We'll match everybody around us and.
Yeah, that's basically what we're looking at.
Yeah, because that's kind of a different block, because I don't think Massaberry has sidewalk, do they?
On the south side?
Yeah.
I think they do.
On Main Street?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, do they? Okay. Well, maybe it's the other way.
There's access into the backside of.
Yeah.
The other way it stops, because I think there's so much tree growth.
There's doors back there, I know there's a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite direction for the house next door.
Well, you're gonna be into the drainage canal there pretty quick. There's a couple houses that don't have it there.
It's really narrow, old sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah, to be just.
For sure.
Make it clear that people come along, they have a place to walk, then they know where they're going.
Yep.
Pretty good idea. All righty.
The 18th, 19th?
It'd be the Monday, 18th, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Stick around, but it's off to the next show.
No problem.
That's all the excitement.
Is that okay? I do have a meeting in Rapid.
That's fine. Nope, you're good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So, agenda item number two is the variance request for, this is Sturgis Properties LLC, Don Feist, of 430 7th Street. He has submitted a variance application to the Title 19 requirements for street improvements. So basically, what's going on here is he has submitted a plat application that had been reviewed at the previous meeting, and it was recommended that he submit a variance to curb and gutter requirements due to his replatting. There's no development planned for the area, so he's requested the variance to requirements to install cul-de-sac, a sidewalk, and curb and gutter before the final plat can be approved. And that would be the dead end section of 7th Street leading into lot 3A that you can see on the documentation provided. So 26 letters were sent out, and three indicated approval, representing 25.69% of the letters sent out. The rest were no response. We did have three disapproval letters. Let me, and I will just read those comments out loud so you understand what. I apologize, they're not in the report. I've been out on maternity leave. Okay, curb and gutter would prevent dirt and gravel from landing in the yard. There is concern about a rock wall, but I don't know if that's relevant to the request at hand. And a letter in approval had stated that the property should be grandfathered in, as many of the other properties do not have curb and gutter, so, but it shouldn't be exempted for future development. And like I said, I don't think the applicant is planning anything currently, but that was the testimony from the letters submitted to back to us. So city staff has reviewed the request and recommends approval because staff believes that street improvements should not be required until the surrounding area undergoes a significant underhaul of the street in that area.
So we're not going to have them come back and say, well, gee, you didn't make us do it back then.
And I know it's been, I wish I could speak more to it, but Dave, I know that this has been something in the past, correct? That has been brought up?
Yes.
Okay, what, do you know a little bit more of the history behind this area?
Dave, just John, correct me if I'm wrong, is this not where the lots where we condemned those two old houses a while back and had them torn down or whatever?
Yeah, they're on lot 6K.
It's adjacent to that, John.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious.
Oh yeah, those were on that lot.
That lot right here.
Redrawing the lot line to the property that is to the north of where those two houses got tore down.
Right.
So he can sell that property, the house, and I believe the shop to the people that are living there.
Okay. I thought they were going to do a couple of Habitat for Humanity houses in there or something, the governor's houses or something at one point. Whatever happened to that?
Well, at one point, but I don't think Habitat for Humanity has any funding right now.
Oh, okay.
Habitat had emailed us a couple months back. I don't know if you had seen that they were looking at reopening that project again, but I don't know what became of it.
They did say they were going to reopen it, but they haven't moved forward with it. So.
And that would probably be like a fourplex situation, is that right, Dave?
It was a duplex, a twin home type deal.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. All
right. Okay. Yeah, I guess all I have is that, you know, I don't really have a problem with this, just so long it doesn't down the road, well, I don't want to do it now, you know, 5 years from now and say we let it go this long, why do we need to do it now? But.
Well, if we do a major street improvement project in that neighborhood, then all the property owners would be assessed equal amounts according to what their property frontage is.
Sure. Okay.
Currently, right now, it's not on the five-year plan.
Right. Okay. All right. So it's just an assessment issue then. Okay. I'm good with that. Yep. All right. Thank you.
You bet.
I'll just say now I have a conflict here, so I'll have to abstain from the vote.
Okay, but Kyle's here, so that doesn't put us in any bind, so that's okay.
Just as a neighboring resident there, though, Dave, it's Angela. You said, so it's not in the five-year plan, any kind of improvements in that area?
That is correct. Currently, right now, it's not in the five-year plan to do any major road improvements, curb gutter, sidewalk, or new streets at this time.
Okay. So as far as the variances go, is it all or nothing? So do you either?
This is just
you
for
either
them.
Approve the variance or not? It's not like, because I think putting in a cul-de-sac, I think it mentioned a cul-de-sac would be needed and all that. I mean, I think that's excessive, but I know that this gravel runoff is huge and causes a lot of issues. It goes all the way down. I mean, you can see it even
all the way down to Hope Street.
Yeah. All the way down to Hope Street. Okay. So, not being an engineer, is there something that wouldn't set them back too much that they can do just to
alleviate,
do something about that gravel runoff? I mean, if ownership of the property is changing,
it's entirely up to the commission if they wanna say, we're going to go ahead and give you a variance to not have to put in the cul-de-sac, but we do want some curb and gutter improvements there or pavement to manage the runoff from that property. You're more than welcome to make those recommendations.
Okay. I mean, it's not a huge deal, but I was just wondering if it was all or nothing or not. I just know it is an issue there. But.
Well, the variance is just applying to him for the time.
What they're asking for right now is to not have to do any of those improvements that are required under the ordinance. But again, you guys can make recommendations to the council to say, well, you don't have to put a cul-de-sac in, but we'd sure like to see you pave the rest of that road and maybe put some curb and gutter along there to channel the water to someplace where it goes to be drained instead of the gravel coming off the property.
Thank you.
You bet.
I think, I mean, curb and gutters are expensive. You know, and I would, but I wouldn't mind putting a note on there that they attempt some sort of erosion control, whether they're putting wattles down, whether they're doing something to control that. That would be, you know what a wattle is? It's
those like
those rolled up things that they can stake down. I mean, they're a little unsightly, but they do a pretty good job of what they're, and that would.
And kind of the echo on that too, where if you add those extra road improvements, if we're doing curb and gutter, asphalt, whatever, for this small stretch,
right,
it's almost impossible to get that to fit into any kind of future, you know, when we're
planning.
Talking about, you know, this eventual CIP project that comes through. I would agree with you that if we could do something probably along the silt fence or erosion control wall or even some rock check dams just
right.
to control the gravel, that would make sense.
And that's pretty low cost stuff.
So. Yeah, erosion, even widening it, yeah, I don't think that would be, especially when, you know.
They could do a lot with that little expense to control. You'd have a little bit probably, but obviously a lot of this is draining right off their property into that, so I think they could do a lot to control it.
Shannon, is that 62 wide for that 7th Street right-of-way on this thing here?
I know it's not.
62.82.
Is that enough to account for a cul-de-sac right away, or would that have to be replatted later?
I think that's wide enough, isn't it?
Well, it's actually.
Was it 70 feet?
No, it'd be for a cul-de-sac, or
yeah.
You mean for the platting requirement?
How wide would we have? Would we have to make dedicate more right away to accommodate a cul-de-sac?
Oh yeah, we do. Well,
generally speaking, you would.
Yeah, generally speaking, we would.
If you're gonna accommodate fire and garbage trucks, then you're usually talking about, you know, around 100-foot wide bulb.
100.
Yeah.
And that was the landowners. You know, before we saw this last year, they were trying to separate the shop from the house.
Right.
And now they're looking at just keeping that as one total package because they know 7th Street, just because of the terrain, I mean, really not going to go anywhere further to get up to this development.
Right.
That's why they want to propose to come off Eve Street for anything in the future.
Right.
And there is nothing planned for the future, but we all know there's quite a bit of property up there too, so it can, that's probably, the future will never have 7th Street ever
go
any further. To,
and there's at least one lot that accesses off of 7th Street
right
now.
Yep. And currently it's just over 3 acres, but we're proposing to make it down to 1 acre. Then the other 2 acres will go with the upper.
Up the hill up there.
Yeah, the upper hill. There's some of this land to the right hand of this side. It's just, that'll still have to be accessed from the top because there's just no way to get there.
Is there?
Yeah, from the bottom.
Is the applicant here for this one?
No.
Okay.
I guess I wouldn't mind seeing some erosion control note put on that.
I can make a motion to approve the variance with the recommendation that they do some sort of erosion control to control the gravel runoff from the driveway.
Do I hear a second on that?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? There you go. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did. You're so dang efficient. Just kills me.
Moving on. So, the next agenda item would be the final plat plat application. So basically, he's replatted. We kind of discussed this already. He's replatting 3A, 3B, separating property. So we kind of reviewed that already. So last time, I believe staff recommended that the dead end be improved. But so since the variance has been approved by, or recommended to be approved by the Planning Commission. So city staff recommend approval of the plat, so.
So we need a motion to approve the final plat?
Yeah.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve the final plat.
Mayor, second?
I'll second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final plat. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Does Commission have any more questions for me on any of those?
We've got a couple more. We've got Cheryl and Gloria are here, and then the plat for Hurley subdivision, if you want to hang out for those.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
Microwave, warm it up.
You don't have nothing better to do.
Feel the love, Dave?
What's that?
Never mind.
So moving on, we've got a preliminary final plat review for Gloria Peterson, Cheryl Goodall, for lots 1A and 1B in block 1 of Glover's third edition. So it's currently described as lot 1A, they're replatting it into one lot. Lot 1A revised, be combining lots 1A and 1B. So basically the purpose of the plat is to resolve an encroachment of a house that's under development, so it's not over the lot lines, basically. So city staff has reviewed the application, recommends approval, the plat is submitted. And since the project is currently underway, city staff has been in communication with all the contractors involved with the project, so any concerns on that end are being addressed by staff.
Yeah.
And of course, the ladies are here tonight to answer any questions, if there are any.
The reason we have had plat A and plat B is we had considered a mother-in-law.
Right, I remember that.
And we were going to put in the utilities and whatnot. And then as we did our shifting, set our stakes out for the house and things, this is a more natural setting the way they have started it up there, but then it, you didn't have that 10-foot line between
okay.
lot B
right.
and top. So they decided we'll just reverse it and make one big lot again,
okay.
and later on we'll decide what we need to do for if we even need that.
For that mother-in-law.
For
us. For you, okay.
I think I'll probably be dead by then. They can move in.
Oh, no.
No. You never know.
At least we got to talk about this one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And there's an agreement in place, and I don't think anything affects that, any changes, so.
So this is just a lot line, and we're taking that extra lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been moved. I hear a second.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
I have a question. Oh. Carl's here.
Uh-oh.
You're an engineer, right?
Uh-oh.
All right, what do we
there
got?
There you go. Well, I just have a question because they're requiring us to put a turnaround cul-de-sac in, and we don't ever plan on developing other than the house up there.
And we don't mind putting in the original cul-de-sac that we had talked about for the $150,000, $175,000, maybe $200,000. But now,
the city is wanting it to be flat and take out a bunch more dirt,
so
which we probably can't do that.
So. And how do we approach that there? I mean, I don't mind the turnabout. But we'd always talked about it being kind of on the hillside.
I guess I'd talk straight to the city folks, and
okay.
if you're running into grade issues where you're not able to make it or you're having to move too much material, there's a lot of different options. So you can throw a little bit of slope on a cul-de-sac. You don't want to go too much that you start to have icing or slipping
yes.
issues like that.
Yes.
But there's other ways to accomplish a turnaround, whether it's a T or some other items that might limit some of this grading. So if the grading's causing a hardship, I'd talk to the city Public Works directly and see if you can brainstorm some ideas with them.
The engineer had said the 4% grade, and we, you know, that was good. Yeah. That's how we had planned the budget.
Yeah.
Since the engineer came up with that, we just thought that was who the boss was, but they said, well, that's not the boss. And so, oh, what do we do?
So you're doing
who do we address it to? I mean, and
yeah, the city folks. Talk to the city. If 4% doesn't seem like an incredibly steep grade on the turnaround, but I'd talk to the city if that's what the concern is.
And we can work on some of that too, because I know Cody was just in the office the other day.
Okay, yeah.
And where we have that, we have the access easement going into 1C, you know, before we do a final on this. He made the same statement that it might work better down below, and just so he can get, now that everybody's working on the site, because it does have a lot of
A lot of slope to it,
so it's just kind of pretty challenging, you know. And like the gals there, they're running into
moving
gas mains and other foreseen, you know, things that you don't normally see until
right.
we get into the engineering and all of that process too. It's been kind of an overwhelming. Even when I see numbers on just that, to me it looks like a little tiny simple cul-de-sac, but when you see the engineer's estimates on that thing, it's quite shocking, you know, actually what the cost of it is. So that's where we've been trying to look at.
And we have worked in that direction, but now we're kind of a brick wall again, because we understand that they want everything flat.
But that does make it tough for you guys to get up to your lot when we take that road grade, so.
And to try to explain it to our upcoming neighbors at hospital, boy, we are just not happy with it.
Not to get too far carried away in this one, but if they're just down to two lots, do they still need the cul-de-sac turnaround?
My understanding is yes. I asked that too when they came back to us, and yes, it was a very firm yes.
Okay.
We didn't realize that was in place before we purchased.
Yes, and that was in place with
And so we asked to kind of scale it back a little bit so that we could still just have the one house there. But for one lot, there wouldn't be.
No, if it was just a lot, it would be basically just a private drive. If it was just their own house,
Which is right on the section line there, so on Weber's side there would be also access there, correct? For future.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Part of the reason for
that.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah,
it's not a whole lot different than the variance we just approved.
Well, and that, I was trying.
I think with the previous item we discussed, if they had development in mind, I think the city would have more, you know, there needs to be more, you know, improvements in the area since they're developing. They were just replatting it with no plans, but yeah.
Okay. So we can continue visiting, you know. You don't want to have the lock cocked or anything like that, but it's to understand. We're real slow at understanding, but we'll still pursue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't be afraid to come back.
Yeah.
And we'll work with them and see what you come up with.
Yep. We're trying. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a good evening.
We appreciate it.
Okay, the last item on the agenda, we're kind of cruising through right now. This is a preliminary plat review for property owner Kim O'Connor at 2152 Dolan Creek Road. So this is a preliminary plat application for lots 1H1 through 1H5 of Hurley subdivision. The plat's been included in your packet. Shannon's got larger printouts if anybody needs to see a larger one. It's currently described as lot 1H revised of Hurley subdivision. It's 9 acres, zoned as low density residential. So most of the lot property is undeveloped. There's a single family home on there with a shop. So In your packet, there's an aerial photo from pictometry that's from August of 2016, as well as utility layout currently. So city staff has reviewed the application and would recommend that street and utility improvements be installed prior to the development of the property if it's going to be subdivided. Water infrastructure exists on Pine Glen Drive, but the main line probably hasn't been updated in some time, the current standards. So the possibility of the water main being updated is a possibility. Or the water main would probably have to be updated, and sewer main extended down Pine Glen Drive as well. Street improvements would have to be installed per Title 19, including street widening and paving, curb and gutter and sidewalk for Pine Glen Drive. And annexation should be considered for any other properties currently receiving city utility services in that area. So city staff recommends approval, but a development plan should be submitted with consideration of the final plat application. So, and Jason, are you representing this one?
So this black line on here, is this the town here, is that the
water? Oh, that's just a road line.
Okay.
I don't think that means anything.
And
I think the white line is a contour. So.
Yeah, okay.
But that's looking towards the east.
Yeah, and we just wanted to bring it to the board. Well, decided to bring it as a prelim. Just kind of more to see what
requirements.
Yeah, just kind of what, you know, what kind of improvements we were looking at. So then that way everybody can go back to the table and kind of look and see how that project
is. I don't think they would be surprised with curb and gutter and street paving or anything like that, would they, you think? You'd have to kind of anticipate.
Yeah.
That's going to be part of the deal, I would think.
And how does that work one side, or do they do the whole street? They redo the whole?
Do both.
I think that's where the talk of annexation comes about, is because there's a water line going down Pine Glen Drive, and Dave, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Do those properties down Pine Glen Drive, are they tapped off of that water line? I think it's Olson, is that?
Yep. From my understanding, that water line was one that was from the Murray water that we purchased. Murray. And yes, those homes are currently on, the ones to the west are currently on that water.
Okay. Do we know the size of that line by any chance?
We do not.
Okay. I just know Rick said it was an older line, probably. We brought in when Murray's put it in. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think you have any idea what size that water line, that main is.
Okay. So I think, and then that's where the street improvements for both sides would come in, is probably, you know, annexing them. And I don't know if it'd be assessed or.
It'd be hard to curb one side and pave it.
Yeah,
the other
that's
side
the thing.
Yes. That's actually, I mean, Pine Glen is the city limits.
Right.
So
yeah, I figured that probably was the case.
Right, unless these guys, I would think that if they were to get annexed in, then they would be very, you know, the right thing to do, I think, to put curb and gutter on both sides and everything that way, I guess.
Yeah, because it is. I mean, well, Kyle, you know, what's the running foot of curb and gutter?
For both sides, well, you'd be paving too. And water line and sewer. So you're talking full street improvement reconstruction?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So you're $600 to $700 a linear foot.
Yeah.
Depending on your pavement thickness or your pavement width.
That's what we seem to run in, and I'm just saying this for conversation's sake, not for this plat in particular, but it seems like the cost of those improvements anymore just, and what a valuable lot
yep.
is in Sturgis.
It's hard to
you
cover.
Know when you look at those and put all that cost on the basically the developer in this case. But I don't know. I mean, that's where it just you weigh that out, and then these projects just never do happen. And I think this is a perfect area
it's a nice
for
spot.
Additional homes. But I don't know if there's TIFs available or tax increment districts or, you know what I mean, something out there that can...
Probably. I mean, you know, if there's three or more lots, I think you can pursue a TIF.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we do. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people on the other side of this road that would be getting basically that for free. I mean, a nice, and maybe they don't care if they have it or not, but regardless, to drive on asphalt, mm-hmm. curb and gutter, I mean, they'd have to admit that.
Good.
Yeah, but to throw all that cost on one individual, that's what we're seeing to find out, you know, in town, you know what I mean? But just because, like I said.
They, just for pure conversation on this piece too, but just if we're talking about improving this full 1,300 feet of street to cover all of the lots that we're potentially plotting against, and you've got two of them have already got help, at least one has a house on it, the other is some other structure of some sort.
Shop.
You're, when you're looking at three new lots, I don't think that you're going to find this is going to pay off with the TIF.
No, that's, any sense, yeah, that's true.
At all. The tax base increase isn't going to cover the cost of these improvements. Maybe a portion here or there, but it's going to be very, very minor of what you're actually going to get for three homes.
So in this kind of situation,
well, yeah, you're looking at
realistically, it. You condemn those lots to basically stay where they are unless somebody wants to throw a bunch of money at it and yeah. lose money.
mm-hmm. I mean, just to improve Pine Glen, you're looking at probably $750,000. Safe to say?
If you run it the full.
Yeah.
1,300 feet. Now that last lot is bigger than 3 acres, so would they have to pay for, they have to do improvements in front of the last lot?
Lot 1H5 oh. with the existing home.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to go all the way back to the but
I'm not,
at least to the end of lot C.
Excuse me. Or lot 4.
Yes, yeah, right, correct.
And so it's one developer that's looking to start building all those houses?
It's on one,
those lots?
It's one property owner subdividing. You'd have potentially three brand new.
Three lots.
Yeah.
Would he just be though selling the lots or actually starting to build? Because if he sold the lots, would that fall on the new property owner to do the improvements?
They'd have to, we would require they be done before they start those.
Before they even though sell the property.
Before their lots are even sellable.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. Before they can.
Okay.
So that falls on the developer and he'd have to try and pass that on, which would be.
But they might not necessarily be condemning it either though, because you've got 1 acre lots here that are 300 feet deep by 150 foot wide. I mean, there's potential to put another road through here. Yeah. And there, I mean, there's other potential for this property that, you know.
So you think like a road coming off of Dolan Creek and going up that way, is that what you're thinking, or?
I truly don't think that's their thoughts on it.
No, I'm just addressing the whole, we're not condemning the property by requiring the additional work. There's other ways to look at the property.
Because okay. truly, I think, yes, the big lot, I mean, it's, you don't find this disturbance too often, you know, for have a nice size where you can put a shop or something and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Yes, it's truly, yeah, what their thoughts are and stuff on it.
So we really, we've got a preliminary plat in front of us.
You want to table this?
I don't think we need to. I mean, the applicant knows what's coming in.
Exactly.
Doesn't have to follow through with it, I guess.
Right. No, they just know they got to put together a development plan to make these three lots work. I think this has just been conversation more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, did you give a view on the possibility of variance for easements for power and sewer?
Oh, huh. No.
No. Okay, plant using the old on there, right?
Yeah.
Which that would be something in the final plat anyways.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But it sounds like, Laura, you're thinking that sewer main would have to run up and down Pine Glen.
Well, it looks like there's, I mean, that would typically
be the
norm.
Yeah, that everybody tackles.
I mean, that's the city standards, is to have, you know, utilities running a public right-of-way.
This is more for just their home here, that the sewer runs essentially down through, from the front up here and down across the draw, and the property line's gonna be sort of the draw here, but then it comes down and it actually, where this unbuildable area is there, yes, and then it ties into that, that's the sewer that runs in there.
Yeah, there's a stub right there.
Oh, that house is separate.
Right, yep, that's the sewer for that, for here, it comes down across that. Water, I believe, yes, it ran up here and then it comes up, but...
Oh, I forgot.
Is this property coming from Palisade or Pipestone?
They come off, yeah, Pipestone here and...
And that happened when Palisade was being developed?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep.
That one comes off, and then there's an existing sewer right there.
Correct.
I see the stub right there.
Yeah, it comes in and it sort of runs along the draw, something in this area here. Yeah, in here, this is actually probably this little white thing, there's a clean out right there.
How far back is Pine go?
Pine Glen runs all the way up, pretty much from what you see where the road forks there. And then it just sort of comes up around the top of the hill a little bit. But that, yeah, that's one other resident, Mazden, I believe is their name.
Weedrick.
And then Weedrick, you go straight, yes.
And I think that sits on a section line right-of-way?
Correct.
So that's 66 feet.
So there's not a lot of other residents off this page coming off of any of these?
No, it's just those two.
Okay, yeah.
It's future possible.
Well, okay. Well, we can approve this for discussion, or he can mull it over, I guess, that's...
Approved with the, approved the preliminary plat with the understanding of the development plan.
Right.
And that the improvements per city code are gonna be required as they move into the next step.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Conversation started.
Okay, any further?
Are they gonna ask for a bunch of variances, is that the plan?
Well...
Here's a lot of things.
We just wanted to look at it all.
Right, yeah.
Because, I mean, like I said, right now, once you take that distance and getting that bad, it's probably about $500,000 improvement there, but when you look at where you're selling, you just gotta kind of weigh it out, is it really worth it, you know, so...
Part of the decision-making process, more than anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it won't hurt us to do that, help them out with that, I guess.
Make a motion to approve the preliminary plat with staff recommendations as presented.
I hear a motion, do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And that's it. That's all I got. Next meeting will be December 3rd, Tuesday, December 3rd. Same place, unfortunately. Sorry about the setup, I know it.
I will not be.
You will not be.
Yes.
Are you still there, Dave?
All in favor of adjournment?
I am still here. I'm gonna disconnect now.
Bye, Dave.
Bye.
Good night, guys. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Bye.
We're done. Till the next meeting.
Thanks for coming, everybody. I don't know either. I wasn't here last time. I was probably sitting in the hospital.
I'm glad everything went well, Laura. That's good.
No, seriously, yeah. I could have 10 more babies if it was that easy.
You're going to have 10 more babies?
No, I said I could have it. The first one. Oh, it was just so simple this time to have a baby.
Then might as well have a couple more.
No,
I haven't seen him for a while.
No, you won't.
No, I was like, what's that? Yes, like a baby, but what's so fast?
Yeah, Aaron, yeah, you're right.
Crazy.
Okay. Good deal.
And
all of that.
Well, I went good. That's amazing.
Really well.
So that's good, though.
And I'm back, pretty much, almost back to normal.
Try to figure out what I'm doing.
I'll be a baby.
I can't even imagine, so
yeah, I know.
Comment
you guys
on
have
something.
I'll probably be at home with him for a few more weeks, so.
My wife was 30 hours.
You've been doing it.
See, it was just maybe 5 hours. Because I went to the doctor's appointment.
There's mud everywhere.
Do you need help putting chairs certain places?
Leaking water.
Where do they go, you know?
In this case, leaking water.
I get two of them right in front of my little table.
Never ending.
Over here?
Yeah.
1401 or whatever? You're not thinking?
No, 7419. Do you have that number? Oh, really?
What do you got, like three phones?
No, I got two now, but.
Two?
Well, I made the other one my office number.
Well, that's a.
Most people can't operate one.
Standing in your office, I'm like, but okay, so I start calling the phone. Okay, either has a.
When were you there?
Yesterday. I was trying to see if you.
That's a good trick.
Right. Yeah, and I really, if you answered, I was going to.